Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. As a workshop and keynote speaker, strategic planning facilitator, and leadership trainer, I get asked all the time, Rick, what's the one thing I can do that will make me more successful? Well, bad news. It's a foolhardy question. Assuming that success can be boiled down to one big thing is just nonsense and wishful thinking. But there is one category of behaviors that most drives success. It's all the behaviors around how you manage your time, what you do and what you don't do, what you require and what you won't tolerate greatly determine your success in life. Procrastination, for example, well, that kills big ideas, ambitious goals, and anything you want badly. It's a rare individual who can stay focused and locked into a get-it-done-now mindset. And those who can are among the most successful and highest-paid winners in our society. So let me share with you six time management tactics you can use to beat procrastination and up your level of productivity. Number one. Use time blocking. List your tasks for the week and do them not just for the day, but for the whole week, and then put them into time blocks day by day. What this does is keeps you from getting behind, like planes stacking up on a runway. If you know, for example, that you can't get behind on Monday because Tuesday through Friday are already planned, it helps you develop the discipline to stay on point. Number two. Allow no interruptions. That means no email. It means don't answer the ringing phone. Never, ever be a slave to your phone. No walk-in interruptions. So keep your door shut if you need to. Schedule all calls by appointment. I never answer the phone. I always pick up the voicemail later, and then I call back when I'm fully prepared, I got my papers laid out, and I can speak intelligently to any client who has called me. Usually it's within minutes, but sometimes if I'm traveling, it might be later. And also, tell your coworkers and family about your no interruptions policy so that your time is protected for you. Number three, do you have a big project that you've been putting off that seems daunting, ominous, or scary and may take forever? Well, break it down into small pieces. Make a list of all the things that are components of the project and then plan them out in time sequence. How much time will each take? And allot it. Number four, for extremely big projects, spread out your time blocks over several days or several weeks or months. I know a friend who's been trying to write a book, and what he does is writes 2 hours every day, gets up early in the morning, from 7 to 9 are his 2 hours of writing time. Then he moves on to other things. For most people, first thing in the morning is when you're the most creative. But if for you it's midday or late at night, do whatever works for you. So break up big projects so you do them piecemeal, piece by piece, over several days, weeks, or months if you need to. Number five. Know your mission for the day or the week and your daily tasks required to accomplish it, and say no to everything else. Most of us are people pleasers. We end up saying yes to interruptions. We want people to like us. You have to be willing to say no politely, but say no. Protect your time. Number six, put up signs in your office that remind you. Signs like never, never, never quit. I've got these up in my office. Focus, the ability to block out the unnecessary puts the goal within reach. I've got another sign that says, today is a money day. And then a big one right in front of me that says, I will not be stopped. Keep signs in your office to remind you to stay focused, to not quit, and to not accept interruptions. In summary, remember this, you control your time. Other people don't, email doesn't, your cell phone doesn't, and Facebook and Twitter don't. If you'll put these six time management secrets to work for you, you will enjoy greater success. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.